incoming senior high school student? Well, you're on the right podcast channel, School Guide.
I am Kim.
I am Caitlin.
And we are your big sisters, ready to help you on your senior high school journey.
Are you familiar with burnout? Or have you ever experienced burnout?
Welcome, KKs.
In this episode, we are going to tackle burnout.
As your big sisters, we are here to guide you on your senior high school journey, to let you know that all the things you experience and feel
are valid,
and you are not alone.
So let's get right into it.
But before we begin, do you have an idea what burnout means? It is a state of emotional, physical, and mental exhaustion caused by excessive and prolonged stress. It usually occurs when you feel overwhelmed, emotionally drained, and unable to meet constant demands. This situation is mostly experienced by high school and college students, as people's responsibilities tend to pile up as they age.
And as a student's grade level increases, the amount of work increases as well. Today, we'll be focusing on upcoming senior high school students. Are you one of them?
When a junior high school student becomes a senior high school student, one might think that there won't be much of a change. After all, you're still a high school student. However, being one is not as easy as one would have thought, due to it being a new program, as well as being in the middle of the previous high school program and college. It's normal to wonder which category you belong. Though you are still a high school student, many would regard to you as a college student, as you are supposed to be one already.
Based from experience?
Anyway, a senior high student is prone to burnout, as they tend to juggle multiple major activities like performance tasks, projects, research, quizzes, reportings, etc.
Especially during exam season.
Yes, and I think that's really stressful, which leads to a student's burnout. Imagine having to worry about multiple major tasks while the exam is only a few weeks ahead.
And it's never ending. Just when you finish one, another will pop up. I remember when I started senior high school as a grade 11 ABM student, and it was a messy journey. I was nervous with the subjects, especially because I have been a consistent honor student, and the pressure of being still on the honor list is heavy. It was a new environment for me to adjust on. The subjects was getting hard day by day, and schoolwork was piling up on me. But even though the situation was hard, I kept going. Then card giving came. I somewhat expected to be on the list and somewhat not. And the result disappointed me. Since that time, I was burnt out. Because even though I did my best and sacrificed my well-being, I wasn't on the list. And because of that, I was trying to perfect things. And when I didn't get a passing score,
I mentally beat myself up. I said things to myself like, it's easy for others, why can't I do it? And am I really that dumb? I was so harsh on myself. Things continued that way until my body cannot handle it anymore. Because of that, my health condition was in a bad situation for being too focused on school to the point I didn't look out for myself. So there was a tension that was piled up on the top of my head that hurts every time I move or think deeply for a long hour. The doctor told my aunt to confiscate my phone because I was so worried about schoolwork than my health. I was on medication for more than a month because of it. Because of that situation, it kinda scared me, considering that I wasn't already okay and yet I still chose to focus on school. And I lie low since then. I told myself I'll just keep passing the things I need to pass, without stressing about it. And things like, what will high grades do if I die? Since then, I was getting better on avoiding being burned out, because I listened to what my body needs. Since being too focused on school for an unhealthy way can make me burn out. And it is not a good situation to be in. Fast forward, moving up picture was already being held for honor students. And yes, I already expected I didn't got in. I was fine with it, didn't think much about it. Then suddenly our advisor messaged in our group chat that I needed to go to school to take my picture. I was actually surprised because I really didn't expect it. I was just going with the flow for the last quarter. Though it was hard, I made it. One blink, then I was already a grade 12 ABM student. Like summer was so short. Subjects was harder as expected. I would say my performance in school is 50% good and 50% not.
Other subjects are quite hard to understand, and I often do self-study to understand it. But because of lack of time, I often don't get to study the other subjects I need. Considering there are a lot of schoolworks that are due, I get to the point I feel burnt out. Currently, I am burnt out and I try to take things easy to not be fully burnt out.
Personally, I can relate to the pressure that you're talking about. When I was a grade 11 student, I became one of the top students in the first quarter of the school year, which urged me to keep up my performance and try to do better. Then, when the second quarter results came, I was surprised that from being an honor student, I achieved the With High Honor title, which is the same achievement I received from my previous school as a grade 10 student. This achievement made me believe in myself that I can push through. However, when my teacher talked to me and asked if I can maintain my grades and finish the school year with the With High Honor award, I began to question myself, can I really do it? If so, why is it that my first quarter grade did not meet the requirements? I told the teachers my thoughts. I was unsure. Then, the third quarter came, which is also the start of a new semester that has a totally different subjects from the previous one. One of our teachers was also changed. The change in the subjects did not sit well with me, especially because there are two studies that need to be done. Or rather, it is also known as the research. Practical Research 1 and Pagbasa at Pagsusuri. In these two subjects, I was appointed as the leader. It was hard for me as it was my first time to create one. The pressure was on as my members rely on me, thinking that I know what we're doing well enough to help them with their problems. I did my best to act as a proper leader, hoping that I was able to help them. But deep inside, I was nervous to think that I'm only making it hard for them to understand. I was also feeling nervous about my task. I'm constantly wondering if I'm doing it right, as I don't really have anyone close to ask about all of my concerns. The other subjects were also not as easy as I expected. It is like I'm in the adjusting phase once again. Still, I tried my best to do all the tasks and study in order to pass all of the subjects. Thankfully, I was able to maintain my position in the honor list. However, I did not receive the With High Honor award again. After my journey as a grade 11 student, I continued my study. And right now, I am a grade 12 student. At first, I did not really feel much about the changes, as it is somewhat similar to the previous year. This made me somewhat relaxed. However, as days passed by, the amount of work increased. The never-ending schoolwork made me distracted somehow. However, when the card showing was announced and our teacher, or more specifically our advisor, stated that there were only 4 students who made it to the honor list, I became really nervous, as there were too many competitive students in my class who can also make it to the list. Thankfully, I managed to be on the list once again. However, right now, I am not sure what the result will be. Because of being constantly in the honor list, it somewhat became a burden rather than an achievement. As most of my peers expected to see me on top, this weighs on me and I was conscious about my grades. However, I need to stand my ground. I need to focus on myself rather than others. So, I am not yet a senior high school graduate. However, one thing that I'll advise to you the most is to listen and focus on yourself. Take care of your body and do not be affected by your surroundings too much, as it will only make you question and doubt yourself. Remember, you are a living being and you do not have multiple bodies. Focus on your goal and set your priorities straight.
In addition to that, my advice for upcoming or currently senior high school students is take care of yourself, feed yourself, hydrate yourself. Try studying techniques that fits you. And set your actions on the path that your goals are on. Take breaks and unwind where school is not included. It's good to relax your mind to start again, to avoid being burnout. Because at the end of the day, you are still learning in life. Your life doesn't revolve on school forever. So make a life outside of it. Enjoy your youth, but still be responsible. And lastly, don't compare your journey to other people. Because everybody has their own and unique journey in life. A failing grade does not mean failure in life.
You're doing great.
When your goal seems difficult or impossible to achieve, put in more effort and work even harder to reach them, rather than giving up.
With honor or not, as long as you do your best, you'll be fine.
Remember to trust the process.
Slow down. Crazy child, you're so ambitious for a juvenile. But then if you're so smart, tell me why are you still so afraid? Where's the fire? What's the hurry about? You better cool it
off before you burn it out. You got so much to do and only so many hours in a day. Hey, but you know that when the truth is told, that you can get what you want or you can just get old. You're gonna kick off before you even get halfway through. Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you?
See you on the next episode, KKs. Bye!